And as sniper, we have every day at 6:55.
That's right. Joe Fisher is probably at the Ocala Hilton this morning getting ready to tee off as the Commodores.
He's playing Sawgrass this morning.
Commodores won't play until Sunday against the Florida Gators in Gainesville. Joe, what's up?
All good plans, unfortunately, none of them true.
Come on, Joe, you got to take advantage of these trips.
I tell you what, a few years ago, in fact, one of the first years I was doing the games, we went to Gainesville to play, and Ron Barganzi was doing the games with me at the time.
Who never met a golf course he didn't like.
Exactly. He was our color analyst and golf director, and we went to Gainesville, and he had hooked us up at the university course, which is a very nice course there. And we went down to play, and we got up in the morning to go play, and it was 19 degrees in Gainesville, Florida.
Jeez, yo.
So we ended up playing later on that day. It got up to like 65, but I remember that was a record cold day for Gainesville.
You guys could have played a game in Nome, and Barganzi would have found a course in a game.
Oh, there's no question about that. That's absolutely true. But
you'd had plenty of daylight for it.
Exactly. Tee off about 11:30 p.m. Be good.
Now, Joe, you always kind of enjoy going to the O-Dome and make friends with the student section and have a good time down there.
Actually, I do. They're a very enthusiastic group. They're there when the doors open. Of course, you can understand it with limited student seating and the number of students they have. If you want to get to the games, you've got to be there early. And so they're there when the doors open to harass the opponents when they come out on the court an hour before game time. And they sit right behind us there at the O-Dome. And we usually kind of make it a policy to go meet the people in the front couple of rows that are behind us early and talk to them and basically tell them, hey, have a great time and enjoy yourself. Just there's two or three words that are kind of off limits. And they've always been very, very good, very entertaining. And it's a lot of fun to go down there. It's a great atmosphere.
Joe, do you feel like, you know, over the years that you've when you get maybe a freshman class and you have 4 years and you got some familiarity in there with the students and different venues that you go in the SEC?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think some of them know you from when you make two or three straight visits. You know, they get to know you, the ones that are the more ardent fans that are there all the time.
And give you grief?
Really, very rarely. Only
pass
only
the hairspray.
Hairspray. Hairspray.
I remember at Mississippi State last year, there was a group that kind of gave me some grief every time we walked by them, which I thought was fine. That was okay. It was like if you're that desperate, you're picking on the broadcaster. You know?
Rowdiest student section in the SEC.
Rowdiest?
Yes.
Boy, that's a good question. Florida's very good. Actually, Vanderbilt's very good. Especially in a big game situation, Vanderbilt's is really good. I would say it's probably between Florida and Vanderbilt is the two best.
The people who sit behind Joe at Kentucky knew Joe's grandparents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're playing bingo and shuffleboard behind Joe.
That's terrible.
Joe, contrary to what Kelly Anderson of Sports Illustrated says, I don't know if Vanderbilt should be considered an also-ran since they almost made it to the Elite Eight. I love that characterization. But nice little write-up on A.J. Ogilvy this week. But talk about that Spates-Ogilvy matchup down low.
I'm really curious to see how it plays out because Spates is an interesting kind of big man. He's not the big, wide-bodied, physical, post you up, manhandle you kind of player. He's got the size, but he's very quick. And that's going to be interesting to see how A.J. matches up against somebody like that. Now, a lot of people would tell you A.J.'s in the same mold. It really gives big men problems when he can get them out in space and get them out on the floor. Now, Spates seems to be a guy that could handle that. So that should be a really interesting matchup to see which one of the two teams does a better job of getting their post player involved.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll be listening on Sunday.
We'll be there noon
thanks,
on
Joe.
Sunday. Looking forward to it.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Joe.
See you guys.